Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Josh on Zoom, Gravy the Cat, and Floyd checks in. We'll have that for you coming up in just a minute.
Bob and Tom Records presents Tom Griswold, like you've never heard him before. Tom Griswold is the godfather of grunts. Keeps the rocket rhythms like Tom Griswold. He rocks, he rolls, he grunts. Headphones for this one.
Uh-huh.
Slap on your cans and dig on some
stereo,
time.
Yeah, baby. Kind of freshens up the sound.
Yeah, it does.
Get a Tom Griswold new compilation. Now that's what I call Just call 1-2-3-4
Can I count it off?
Sure.
1-2-3-4
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Wherever you are, it's warmer than where we're sitting.
No joke.
It's about 25 degrees
there,
in the studio because Tom said it was boiling.
I went and got, Jess, I hope you're not mad, but I borrowed a Tom blanket out of your office.
In the words of Kathleen Turner in the great movie Body Heat, I run a little bit hot.
No. No, you don't. Christy Lee at the news desk. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello, chick.
There's Josh Arnold manning the track phone hotline hot phone.
No.
There's chick.
No.
I'm not really doing that, but yes, hi,
no.
Chick.
Josh is not manning the track phone hotline. Ace is manning the...
I get him mixed up all the time.
And Josh is at his house.
And by the way, he is at his house with his kitty cat, his kitten Gravy. And right now, emails 10 to 1. They'd rather see Gravy than you, Tom.
Ooh.
What, can you explain that?
That's because I was objecting to the fact that right in the middle of it.
Gravy's a big hit.
Yeah. I'm sure Gravy's a big hit. It's just that this is radio, and at some point we have to stray from Gravy and get back to the...
Hey, Oscar, on the video?
Radio,
nobody can see him.
We have YouTube videos, we have live streams, we have VIP, we have a lot of people
watching. I think that's probably the most insulting thing that people ask me. Oh, you're on the radio? No, it's not really a radio show, okay? If you think this is a regular radio show, the line forms here to kiss my ass, okay? We are one of a kind, people.
Yeah.
And that's why people tune in to the
right.
Bob and Gravy Show.
That's right.
My favorite show.
Okay.
To see, in quotes, kittens crawling around. You're damn right.
No, did you put Gravy in the garage and shut the door?
No, she's sleeping in her kitty condo right now.
She has a kitty condo?
She sure does.
About how tall is that, 6 feet?
No, about four.
About 4 feet?
Can you move your camera so we get to see the kitty condo?
Oh, no.
No, you're giving me the look. Is it going to be...
Spill coffee?
Oh, no, here we go. Oh,
can
there it is.
Can you see it in the distance there?
Yeah.
Between the two windows?
There's light, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, she's... yeah.
Say, are those leather-back chairs? Those are nice, Josh.
Got a nice set.
They are
there.
Is that some kind of space helmet? What was that thing over there?
It was the litter box.
Oh, dear God. Don't put that on. Coming up, we have our...
is the litter box full of crap?
Gronk update.
Maybe four pieces.
Could you grab the hotline, please?
Tootsie Roll. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
I've enjoyed your gravy program.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just finished two helpings myself. Y'all have a great Father's Day.
Yes, sir.
You know, my oldest boy, Travis, goes by Benny. He and his wife drove up with the little twins for the weekend to celebrate it.
Wow, I didn't know you were a grandpa.
I didn't either.
That's because I'm not.
Oh.
They're her kids from a previous marriage.
Oh, okay.
Little Skyler and Sebastian. Boy, there's something else. Should have named them Damien and Beelzebub on account of both of them. Kindly is the work of the devil when you see him playing regular. Why, any fella would want to get involved with loose women like that's beyond me.
Well, I'm sorry.
I could only imagine the damage having twins did to her undercarriage, but I've never talked to Benny about it. You know, I know Big D was never the same after birthing our boy, Travis.
Yeah?
He's got a head on him like a Rottweiler. About as round as a spare ball. Not to say Big D regrets it, but to this day, she still won't eat a Caesar salad without breaking down.
Oh.
Boy, they claim it's a dry heat, but that still ain't stopped me from sweating through my Fruit of the Looms.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Sure, sure, yeah.
I got enough powder down there cooking to make a stack of pancakes. Good night.
Wow. Thank you, Floyd.
Nice.
I mixed up the two body powders yesterday.
You made a mistake?
Uh-oh.
The two body powders?
You know, your foot and your ball?
Yeah, you got the... You got the body powder.
What do you think foot powder...
foot powder on your balls?
What does foot powder do for you?
I use it every day. I put the foot powder in my socks.
Why?
And the ball powder in my underwear.
Did your father use foot powder?
I don't know. I just...
Well, yeah, I'm with Chick. What do you think this powder does for you?
Keeps your feet nice and dry and getting...
No, I think it's genetic. Fit. You either have dry feet and they don't smell bad, or you have horrible feet like you and you get...
I'm just saying, the foot powder and the foot powder and the body powder and the exact same shape thing. It's just one's green and one's orange, and I confused them yesterday. And
I don't think it makes a difference.
No,
it's all the same.
No, my crotch was on fire.
Oh.
Huh. You put mentholated on your feet?
Balls of fire.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. That's where Jerry Lee Lewis got the idea.
That's exactly right.
Is there mentholatum? I'm with him on your foot powder?
I don't know. All I'm saying is I mixed them up, and I had quite a rough day. I had to get the salve out.
I thought you were going to bring in ball lotion.
I do. You need to order something called Fresh Balls. It goes on as a lotion, dries as a powder. It's amazing.
Oh, you have powders and salves. Are you shopping at an apothecary? How do you say that word? My goodness.
So, are you a Gold Bond guy?
That's it. See, the Gold Bond foot and the Gold Bond body powder look, they're in the same, they're just different colors, and I was in a hurry. Remember, I was in a hurry because I tried to lace those shoes.
Let me ask you something.
Oh, my God.
Do you put the foot powder on the feet or in your socks?
No, in the socks.
Do you always wear socks?
That's a mess.
Well, that's got to be, like, cheesy, and it's right. Floyd's right. It probably makes biscuits while it's in there.
Walking around like Pigpen.
Yeah.
Well, your socks, they have a lot of ventilation, though, right? Because you don't like the elastic at the top, so you cut it off.
Yeah, you cut them off.
That's true, yeah.
Doesn't all the foot powder stay down by the toes? It doesn't even get your feet.
Why don't you wear, like, Bombas that are just like a slip-on sock, not a pull-up over your ankle?
See, they're hand cut.
Oh, yeah, that's lovely.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's another thing. Have you... Yeah, he went over that one morning on the air. He takes a pair of scissors to all his socks and cuts off the top of them.
He looks like an orphan in a play.
He is absolutely
insane. It's like when you wear... It's like cut-off jeans for your feet, Josh. A little fringe there on top. Very stylish. Like Daisy Dukes for the ankle and foot.
Jeez.
All right. I'm just worried about all that powder, trench foot.
So you don't like the... What are those called?
Elastics?
The no-shows?
No, I don't like those. They slip down.
Like no, they don't. They don't slip down.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Tom, does it turn you on when a woman is wearing stockings and she slowly slides them, like rolls them down her thigh and then off her knee?
I don't know. The lights are off.
When was the last time you saw a woman in stockings?
Yeah, I know that. Like that old, like you'll see it on like in old movies,
like
and
in
stuff.
The 1940s.
Oh, yeah, where they've got the clip on
the garters.
And... You might have seen.
Yeah, yeah.
I would imagine a round heel probably has stockings.
They're called garters.
Well, you know the ones.
A nice garter belt.
Remember they used to call them braces.
Nope. That was for guys.
The guys with their socks.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the ones that one wears on one's legs.
You had to wear braces, right? With your socks
as a little kid.
No.
Did your dad?
I know he wore a brace in his leg because he had polio.
Well,
different
of
type.
Course.
Ah, yes.
Oh,
and on that sunrise note, at Campobello.
It's not my fault. He was
sunset,
again.
Josh. I'm sorry. Could we move?
countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal went on a date the other night, picked up the tab for everyone at an upscale New York City restaurant. The retired basketball star went to Julan Club, J-U-E-L-A-N Club, with a mystery woman. I thought he was married. Isn't Shaq married?
Isn't that his famous line, I'm married, but
no,
she's married, but
it's
Barkley.
Oh,
okay.
After their meal, reportedly they had Beijing chicken, shrimp tempura, and the restaurant's signature chicken satay. O'Neal bought dinner for the entire server team before paying the checks for every person dining at the restaurant.
Nice. Wow.
The unnamed source said Shaq asked staff not to mention he was paying the bill for over 40 tables until he left.
Nice.
The total came to well over $25,000.
Oh,
along with a generous tip for the restaurant staff.
He'll do that, won't he? Why don't you go into a Walmart and go, hey, the next 10 people's on me?
Yep. Absolutely, yeah.
And it doesn't say it there, but between courses, he filmed TV commercials.
Yes. He's got to be pushing, what, 6 products?
Yeah, no wonder he's got an extra $25,000. The one thing about this, this is incredibly cool and generous.
I'm Shaq.
But I'm just
like
thinking,
you.
Whatever this place is called, the Julan Club.
Yes.
I bet most of the people who eat there probably can afford it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, go to Wendy's and do this, and people would go, thank you.
Does that lessen the gift?
No, I'm just saying.
He's extraordinary
generous. I'm being nice. I'm just saying.
No,
you
got
you're
the
not.
The whole staff. That's
very cool.
The most you can muster is a left-handed compliment.
No, it's great. Yeah. I'm just saying.
This is about Shaquille O'Neal. And first off, funnier than any person on SNL, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, you sure
him,
is.
The stuff they're doing on NBA on TNT is so funny with him and Chuck.
Have you seen the video where they've got the basketball and the backboard out, and Barkley runs up to Shaq, punches him in the chest, and then runs away? It's hilarious because Shaq starts to come after him.
They're having fun.
Suppose he got a little bit of the old in out going that night.
Mm-hmm. Because he was so generous.
Stupid world record.
Little love, Shaq.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
I certainly hope she can accommodate him.
Yeah.
David Rush has broken the Guinness World Record for most marshmallow. Blah, 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 blah.
I've got audio. Don't go mocking this.
Catapulted into the mouth in 1 minute. Enlisting the help of his brother-in-law, that damn Kevin. Mr. Rush managed to catch 59 marshmallows in his mouth, beating the previous record of 47.
Now, okay,
let's
watch
hear the
this.
Audio.
I want to explain what's going on here.
I wish you would.
He's got this please. Homemade catapult that his brother-in-law is operating.
Kevin.
He's holding a big garbage bag. Mr. Rush is holding a big garbage bag in front of himself.
Yeah.
He's got to be a certain distance away. And he's wearing a whatever body cam, whatever. And as you can see, the marshmallows approaching, and he's running around catching them with his mouth. But then he spits them out.
Oh, so he didn't have to hold them in his mouth.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the trick. And then also, unfortunately, they're not on fire like they were making s'mores. Because then you've got a trick.
Mm-hmm. Are they the big?
You know when you make s'mores and the little kid
s'mores, not s'mores.
S'mores. You know when you make S apostrophe M-O-R-E, and there's always the kid that gets it on fire and then blows it out, then tries to eat it, and his tongue catches on fire? Okay. They're not like that.
Are they the big marshmallows or the little bit ones?
That's a good question. They're the regular size. Not the giganto ones, but just the
littler
golf ball size marshmallows. But here's the sound of him catching them and spitting them out.
Oh, boy.
Now, I want you particularly to focus on this.
Okay.
This is gonna be something.
Tell me if this sounds like anything else. Okay?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, I bet you would.
I know,
that's,
I know.
That's why people like you so much. Here we go. Anyone?
Wow. Tennis. It sounds like they're playing tennis.
I know.
Well,
it sounds like That sounds like the last thing to shoot. It's not a
man.
No,
no.
No one recognizes that.
That is some interesting audio.
Josh, you're a thorough and generous lover. Does that sound like
some decent fapping? Sure.
Yeah.
Just the breathing in the background.
Yeah, if you're out of breath like that, yeah,
it's kind of rude. But
I think Blue Man Group style is more impressive, where they have to keep all the marshmallows in their mouth.
Yeah, I would agree. But
maybe you could get Mr. Rush, get him on the blower and see if he could. This is from Sean, an email just handed me.
Shawnee boy.
Tom says, Tom, quote, put the cat away. It's ruining the show. Talking to Josh from his house. He has a kitten on his shoulder. Also, Tom, ooh, move the camera so we can see the kitty. I'd like to compliment Tom's Canadian tuxedo today.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's obviously a new shirt, as it hasn't been washed a million times and lost all of its color yet.
True.
Somewhere Jay Leno is smiling.
Yeah.
It's a blue jean shirt. Yeah.
And we have a new affectation that Tom goes through that's been called to our attention by a listener. This is from William. I'm watching on the VIP stream, and did I just see Tom cut a straw with a pair of scissors? What is he doing now?
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, see these straws that I bought.
Uh-huh.
Right.
They're too long.
So
you cut them. You cut them, and then it fits in these glasses, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So I see.
See, yeah, it's very simple.
Which glasses are you...
But they're bendable straws.
Well, just the top bend.
Let me guess, you don't like bendy straws, right?
No, I have a bendy straw. It's just, I don't know, I don't cut the... I don't want the straw to be and do it too far away from the glass.
So this is what it looks like regular. Again, totally visual, but right. It's fine.
This is
a non-issue.
And then you take the three inches you cut off the straw and you fill it with Blozine and get yourself high.
Let me ask you. How
so weird.
How close are we to you?
You broke Josh.
How close are we to you assigning someone to cut your straws?
What are you drinking?
Well, I've got
all the caffeine
in
the world.
Topo Chico soda water here.
Yeah.
Then I've got some regular coffee here. This is a cappuccino, and this is iced tea.
You're crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a question for you. I have a question.
That's a sorority's order.
We hear about Snoop Dogg has this professional blunt roller, right?
Sure.
A person that he keeps on staff to do something that's kind of silly, we can all agree. Dad, what is a job that you want someone to have for you, but it's too ridiculous of a task for you to even want to ask for it?
And you're embarrassed.
It's okay. This is a safe place.
That's a great question. I'm going to have to think about that.
Is there anything that you would want to be done for you every day, a salaried employee, to do something that's kind of silly?
It's not straw cutter?
To cut your socks?
Not laundry. It's not.
I do my own laundry. You know that.
That's what I'm saying.
I've got laundry in right now.
Do you want somebody to do your laundry
for
you?
No, I like doing my
laundry. You dumped a load in before you came to work?
I did.
What about driving? Have somebody drive you around?
No, I love driving.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, no one else likes you. Okay? That's the problem.
I would love, and I know I'm going to take some heat here, but I would love a chef.
Me too, Josh. I'm
just
with
to
you.
Just to make healthy, tasty meals.
Every day,
I would like a chef so I could come home and go, what's for lunch, cook? I would call them cook.
Mm-hmm. You would.
I sure would.
Not to have to decide.
I like simple tasks. I do the dishes every night, and I've got my own system, and everyone irritates me by getting in my way.
Do you have a dishwasher?
Yes, but I mean for the pots, and this is such a way I like to load the dishwasher.
Of course there is.
In fact, it's going right now also. I did some of this. I don't like having dirty dishes at my house at any time.
You do them in the morning?
They're inside the dishwasher. You can't see them.
But they're... The bugs can. There's some.
The bugs are not. Did you see the story about the mites that live on your nipples?
What? Wait a minute.
Nipple mites.
Stop. No, I didn't.
Yes.
You have to dig that up.
Yeah.
We're coming right back with nipple mites.
When Pat just said, do you do a load in the morning? I forgot he was in there.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.